the last play, it looked like you jumped over the, was it Cobb or who?
No, it was the tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah, just didn't want to be another Detroit game. You know, he goes up and catches another game winner, so I just jumped up and tried to make a play on the ball.
Do you, have you, you seem like you've been real aggressive, real getting on guys tight, a lot of plays. Was there a time where you were, because I know at the beginning of the year, you had some penalties called on you.
Yeah.
Was there a time when you were afraid to be that aggressive?
I mean, I just had to change up my technique. That's all it was. And me being too aggressive down the field, you know. I just had to learn to, you know, just know where the receiver's at and not to push him around or grab him on too much, you know. So that was the main goal. That's what we worked on. And also having an open hand instead of closing my hand and holding on to his jersey and making it obvious that I'm holding him. So, you know, that was the plan to do. And we've been working on that for a while, and it's starting to pay off.
Xavier, what was your emotion like last night? You guys toppled the Packers. Now you're division champs. What did you feel like after that game?
Feel like we accomplished a goal. You know, the first goal is just to, you know, win the division and go to the playoffs and win each game, take each game one by one and try to go to the Super Bowl.
What was that plane like when you ride back home like for you guys?
Yeah.
What was the plane ride back home like for you guys to fly?
I mean, it was exciting. You know, the guys was pumped. We was pretty excited that we won on the division and on to the playing Seattle.
Could you talk about playing Seattle? Obviously, they had your number the first time around, and now you guys have them back and for a rematch.
I wouldn't say it's a rematch. It is a rematch. Sorry about that. But I would say basically, you know, when we have all the guys back, you know, we know we looked at the film also, and we seen all our mental errors and the things we did wrong on defense and on offense. So we just looking forward to having a better game and making a tough game for those guys.
How much of a difference does that make, having a much healthier defense this time around?
It make a big difference, you know. You know, and like I say, we looked at the film and seen that we made a lot of mental errors. We basically hurt ourselves, and you know, them guys took advantage of it and put points on the board.
Maybe you were all over that 3rd-and-3 play there at the end of the game where they tried to pick up a quick first. Were you expecting them to do something like that?
What play is that?
3rd-and-3, stop the tight end, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I expected it to come, you know. I expected the guys to try to get out of bounds and to start the clock and try to get a Hail Mary down the field. So I expected something to go outside and, you know, somebody to make a quick out route and catch the ball and try to get out. So, and I just went with my gut feeling and just went with it.
I don't know if you guys have had that kind of success against Aaron Rodgers since Mike Zimmer took over. Do you feel like yesterday's game is maybe a sign you guys are ready to compete with one of the best quarterbacks?
I mean, yesterday was a game that showed that we're going to fight no matter what. You know, it was a lot of situations where, you know, we was backed up. You know, we had to go back out on defense and stop those guys to help our offense out. And we showed that we were able to do that.
Hail Marys, Xavier, are they more difficult to defend, I guess, when it's coming off a running clock and obviously everybody's scrambling to get back to the line of scrimmage? Does that make it more difficult when you're not able to maybe set up to defend a Hail Mary at the end of the game?
Yeah, you can say that because, you know, you're not really set. You're trying to get the play in, and most thing you realize the receiver's running down the field, so you have to just run and look for the ball and play the ball.
Today you're nominated for Clutch Performer of the Week. What's it mean to you to have or be a part of a big play like that with so much on the line?
I mean, it was good. You know, it feels good to be noticed for your game and how you play. You know, so they let you know that you play pretty well.
What happened on the interception that you had there in the
zone? Basically, you know, we've been practicing all week. You know, everyone knows Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback, future Hall of Famer. You know, he buys time for his guys to get open, you know, so they scramble around as receivers. So we've been teaching us to flash it to him and be in tight coverage when he do that, and I was just at the right place at the right time when he threw the ball.
Looked like you were trying to take it out. Did one of your teammates tackle you there in the end
zone? Oh, yeah, he was pretty smart for doing that. He was pretty smart, and then I still was trying to run. He pushed me down, too, so he was like, get on the ground. I'm like, all right. I thought about it. Oh, bro, you did good on that one. You did good on that one, because I was dang sure we were trying to take it out.
Xavier, this team's been in situations like you were last night before, teams trying to make comebacks in the fourth quarter. What is it about Zimmer's defense that kind of allows you to, you know, hold a team down when they're in that situation?
Zim's going to be him. You know, he's going to still call the same play call, and he's still going to be the aggressive coach that he are, that he is. You know, we appreciate that. You know, he's not gonna detour, be scared of making those calls, and he's gonna take all the heat, or you know, because he believe in us. You know, if we don't do it, you know, he's just gonna be like, you know, it was him, or you know, but we believe in ourselves. We believe in us that whatever call he makes, we're gonna get the job done.